We're back in the studio. We have Mr. White.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aunt Caesar, sorry. Mr. White, you're the landscaping teacher at Area 31?
I am. I teach the, it's actually horticulture and landscape management
okay.
at Area 31.
Okay. Well, can you explain to us what that is?
Yeah, so we're a two-year program, like a lot of the programs at the Career Center, and our focus is kind of twofold. The landscape management portion is a big part of it, obviously, where we teach basically all of the information that our students would need to know to go out and work in the landscape industry, everything from landscape maintenance to design, installation, plant care, et cetera. The other part is the kind of agriculture, urban agriculture, basically all the information that you need to know to go out and work in kind of that ag field and kind of carry that on in the future, because obviously agriculture is one of our biggest and most important industries worldwide.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you get into it?
I actually started cutting grass in the neighborhood that I lived in growing up and carried that on to my education at Purdue University, where I studied landscape, horticulture, and design. And after graduation, I went on and worked for a company here in the city called Brickman. After about 2 years there, I actually was kind of led onto the job here at Ben Davis by my uncle, and been 12 years here teaching at Ben Davis. So.
12 years. That's impressive. Yeah. And what has made the most impact for you in these 12 years? Because 12 years is a lot of time for teaching.
Yeah, it's gone quickly. But every once in a while, we hope to really hit a spark an interest with one of our students. And we've had a few really, really great success stories coming out of our program. One of our students has gone on to work for a couple different major league sports teams in their sports turf management areas, Washington Nationals. He's actually the head of all sports turf for Purdue University now, which is pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
I like that one. Yeah. But we've had students go on to start their own companies. Students go on to work for large agriculture and horticulture firms. So just seeing somebody kind of pursue their passion, that something that they learned in our class and something I exposed them to through our program kind of sparked that interest, and they took that forward. So
that's pretty
cool. So what would be the next step after taking your class? And then after high school, would it be college? Would it be the workforce? What would be that next step to grow in this type of career field?
Well, the nice thing is you can really choose both of those paths. Obviously, with the training and education you get at our program through Area 31, you're prepared to enter the workforce directly after you graduate. The jobs are plentiful right now. Horticulture and landscape is one of the highest demand jobs, and it's a very high wage job. For students with this training, so we can get students, hired on with companies making $40,000 salaries plus, as well as full benefits, and that's not an entry level position. That's a crew supervisor, assistant manager type position. But we also, get the dual credit through Vincennes University to carry that on. If you want to go to Purdue, any of the ag schools here in the Midwest, you're also very well prepared for that as well.
That's nice.
So, what made you want to teach or be here at the Area 31 Center?
When I was at Purdue, I had a big passion for landscape and horticulture. I've always enjoyed working outside and with my hands and kind of nature in general. But there was a time at Purdue where I kind of was torn between, do I pursue that education, or do I actually switch to teaching? And so I ended up obviously following the horticulture and landscape path. But when this job kind of came up and I was told about it, it was the perfect combination of both of those passions that I can kind of share my passion with other students and hope they follow that same path.
All right.
Well, what has been like what do you do around here at Ben Davis High School and through the Area 31 Career Center? Because sometimes I see, I know a couple people from your class, so, and I see them doing different types of works around the school or around this area.
Sure. We have several different areas around campus, door 17, the Career Center entrance being one of them. That we kind of use as a live lab space. There's no better way to practice what we're learning than do it actually hands-on in real life. So we'll actually go out there and we do turf management, stuff like that, design. We'll put new installations in, et cetera. But we also have some very new kind of state-of-the-art technology in our greenhouse facilities in our classroom, pardon me, where we're learning things like aquaculture, raising fish and produce in the same system. We're learning hydroponics. Kind of those new growing and horticulture technologies that are really going to carry a lot of importance and weight, globally as we continue to expand as a population.
Let's see. What is like a day-to-day thing that you do usually in your class?
Well, you know, taking care of live, you know, living organisms is a lot of work. So in our greenhouse, we pretty much have vegetables, produce, plants growing year-round. So those take a lot of maintenance and minding each day. So we got to check fertilizer levels, nutrient levels, watering, weeding, et cetera. Starting when we come back from summer break, we have a brand new state-of-the-art aquaculture system, and that's going to have 60 to 80 fish growing in it that we will actually grow to the point where we can harvest them and serve them through the harvest restaurant. So those actually take quite a bit of work.
That's really interesting and really unique. When you say you grow vegetables and different types of plants, what do you do with those vegetables, or what do you do with the plants you grow?
So in the last couple of years, as we've really grown this program, anything that we've been able to grow and harvest, we've taken right down to harvest and let those students have a little more access to very local, obviously down the hallway, local produce that we've grown, and they've been able to use them in some of their recipes and meals. We do have a goal to start a small farm patch on the back of campus here to where we're actually going to be able to grow a lot more produce and have a lot more supply. Both for Harvest Restaurant, we'd actually done some research this year for local organizations and food banks that will accept perishable foods that we can donate to there as well.
So it's something for good, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So was it like your idea? Was it a group idea? How did you come up with the starting the farm, or like helping out the harvest? How did that come
about?
That's
a great question. Kind of the fun thing about teaching for 12 years is you're always learning stuff with the kids and being exposed to new technologies and new methods. And when I first started here, we were pretty much just a landscaping class. And then we realized that there's so much more out there that we could be helping with and exposing our kids to. So we really kind of looked at ways that how can we give back to the community more than just taking care of a landscape. And then just, you know, through some research and a few TED Talks, we started to really see people around the country that are really doing some neat things with inner city plots that have been abandoned and switching those to farm plots to donate food to needy communities, and just kind of reclaiming parts of the city that have been forgotten for a long time with some good results. So
that's good. You got any more questions, Caesar?
I had one. It just slipped out of my mind. But what would you say to a student who's unsure about joining landscaping or the management of it when they're a sophomore going into a junior? What would you tell them?
Two things. The first I would say is don't be persuaded by just the name of the class. We are not just a class that goes out and mows and weed eats and pull weeds. We are far, far more than that. Obviously, we do teach you that. We do teach you those skills and the knowledge you would need to know to use that. But we don't want anyone to think that they're going to come down to my program and just go outside and mow grass all day. That's a very, very small part of it. We're really, really switching kind of that ag education, because as the population of Earth expands on a daily basis, we are running out of space to provide food for those people at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
Earth actually passed, a little nerd fact here for you, but we actually passed the point where we could grow enough food for the population of Earth about 9 years ago. So we in my class are really looking at some cool technological and state-of-the-art ways to produce food for people going forward. One of the systems in our greenhouse actually can grow protein, vegetables, and produce for enough people for about a year, for 10 people for about a year. So just in a very small space inside. So you're going to learn a lot of new technologies, and agriculture going forward is going to be one of those things that there will never be a shortage of jobs. There will never be a shortage of need for people with the education and training you get in our program.
That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So do you guys just plant like foods, or do you plant like flowers?
We do both. Okay. Flowers, obviously, everybody loves flowers because they look nice, and there's, you know, places around campus we can utilize those. But at the same time, we like to look at a variety of kind of edible plants and vegetables, because there's a much higher need for healthy foods, right?
Yeah.
A lot of our students and families in the Wayne community have, you know, not been exposed to where fresh vegetables and produce come from. So kind of sharing that information and teaching people who have never had that before is a big part of what we do as well. So we experiment with a lot of different vegetables. We do a lot of peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, spinach, different herbs, kind of the ones that you would see in the grocery store the most. Nothing too exotic.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question. I was going to say, do you guys grow any, like, I wouldn't say poisonous, but like dangerous kind of plants, if you know what I mean?
The only thing dangerous that we've done so far is a ghost pepper.
Okay.
And by dangerous, it's more who is brave enough to take a bite of it after we grow them. So.
Okay.
So with the ghost pepper, was it an idea of your students, or was it like, oh, we have a ghost pepper, we should try to grow that? Or was it a student who was like, I really want to grow a ghost pepper?
We were sitting in class one day with a catalog of seed catalog trying to decide what we were going to grow, and the kids were leafing through it, and somebody stumbled across the ghost pepper and said, if we grow it, can we try them? And I said, you may, I won't.
So. What'd they do after when they tried them?
There was a lot of sweating and tears from the ones who did. So.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of fun in your class, too.
Yeah, we try and make the learning as fun as possible. You know, being hands-on and seeing tangible results from what we're working on in the greenhouse and outside is and it really gives the students in the class a sense of ownership and pride to see, you know, that day in and day out and hard work show up as, you know, vegetables they can pull off plants and give to someone in need. So
that's a wonderful thing about Area 31, too. It's very hands-on with anything you do, construction, and then landscaping management, dental assistant, and here radio broadcasting and next door television broadcasting. So it's something impressive. And you've been doing it for 12 years, so what is one thing you maybe didn't think about that you were going to get yourself into when you first started, or one thing you learned that you didn't think you would ever learn?
I was ready to teach what the book taught us to teach, you know, what is in our textbooks. You know, I can go chapter by chapter, but one of the things that was a challenge and kind of a good way was to kind of grasp and seize all of the kids' different interests. You know, every kid who takes the class is hoping to get something different out of it. And so trying to squeeze a lot into a little time was a challenge, but in a good way. So, you know, if a kid has an interest or a student has an interest in one particular part of horticulture or ag, we're going to try and squeeze that in as best we can and make sure everybody's interests are being met. Because within agriculture, there are, I know at Purdue alone, I think there are 45 different majors you can specialize in agriculture alone. Everything from chemistry to marketing, computer programming, all of our agricultural equipment in the future is going to be run on computers and GPS. So programming is a huge aspect of agriculture right now. So we try and make sure that a student is, you know, as well exposed to those interests as we can.
So. Oh, that sounds really, really interesting. So is it only you have to join as a junior, or can like a junior join as a senior?
Nope. We take both juniors and seniors. It's a 2-year program, obviously, like a lot of our programs here at the Career Center. But yeah. We will take, you know, juniors and seniors just because you still get college credit for the 1 year you're with us. And hopefully that 1 year is enough to get you the training if you want to go out and work in the field, or to kind of spark that interest for you to go on to post-secondary ed and continue studying your interest. Yeah.
I think you got any more?
No, I think I'm pretty much with the knowledge. Of course, yeah. Not all of it if I were to take your class, but I honestly, it sounds really fun, and you grow different things, and it seems like you have a real connection with your students if you let them grow a gross pepper and then try it.
Like I said, they did, I didn't. But yeah, being the Career Center itself is a very unique opportunity for students to really chase a passion and an interest and grow that into a career. It's a very tight-knit community in the Career Center. All of your classes, you know, you're with your classmates in that program for 3 hours a day. So you get to form some really great relationships with your instructor and the other students alone. And that makes for some truly neat opportunities and possibilities for you guys to do as a program, no matter which class you choose.
Yeah, and the thing I also really love about Area 31 is it's not only Ben Davis students. It's students from all over. From Speedway, Avon, Tri-West, and then Brownsburg too, Speedway. It's a really fun experience to get to know people.
Yeah, that's one of the neat kind of aspects of our program as well. You know, we have students from 10 other schools aside from Ben Davis, and those schools are traditionally more rural. So they're outside of Marion County, kind of what you would call your farming communities. And so in my program, when you have a mix of students that might have a farming or agricultural background or exposure, with students who, you know, have no idea what the word agricultural means till they join us, is a really cool opportunity to kind of blend those two groups together and see what comes of it. Because a lot of times, you know, the students who had never heard of horticulture or ag before are the ones that find that one thing within our class and they really run with it and kind of seize that interest. So,
well, thank you for taking the time to come down here after your busy day.
No, I appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to come back to the music. We're going to play the number one song of 1978, which was Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb on the Indy Giant 90.9 53 Marathon. We'll be back.